Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday. The date is... What is the date today? The 6th?
6th of March. We're marching
on, Roy. Is it not the 7th? All right, it's the 6th of March. And the time is... The Puntstars time show! Yeah. The time is now 6 o'clock. 6 and 10 minutes.
Time to release the animals.
So it's a time... to take a relax time. So put your feet on the table, on the coffee table. I want you to close your eyes and listen to my voice.
Wife is not around.
No, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on with the wife. So basically, I want you to close your eyes, take a very deep breath. If you're driving, don't do that. But if you're not driving, if you're married, don't do that neither, because I know your wife's going to stab you in the back while you're not listening. So you must, if you're married, you can do it. Leave one eye open, or if you didn't fight with your wife in the last 2-3 days, you can do it too. You can close your eyes, you can relax, put the feet on the, make sure they're clean, put them on the coffee table, and relax. So, my name is Roy Peretz, and I'm gonna try to make the next hour as funny and as easy as possible. So just listen to what we have to say. So first of all, who is more with me here? First of all, and after quite a while, I must say, we've got with us the fifth porn star. I want you to welcome Sasha Star.
Was it really that long?
Long time, isn't it?
I feel like it was a week.
Was it a week?
It was a week.
No, it wasn't a week. It was at least 2 weeks. Wasn't it at least 2 weeks?
No.
We here 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
you see the youngsters, but they don't remember. Yeah, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's actually 3 weeks, but anyway. Who's
is it counting? 3 weeks?
Yeah, well it was Cape Town, and then she didn't feel the best, so you counted 3 weeks.
I'm pleased to know that I was missed.
But you see, you've been missed. Yeah.
You were missed.
Were you not here last week?
I hope.
I was ill last week.
Oh, shame. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you see?
Well, you, so it is 2 weeks. You were in a stage, so.
State.
Yeah, state.
And who do we have more? He comes to us from the deep ends of Hyde Park. He is our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. I want you to welcome the gentle giant, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. Nice being here again.
From Top Cash at 96 Anton Drive, he is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. I want you to welcome Liel Rimon.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
He is a decorated... journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hi to Mr. Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. It's nice to be back.
Now listen
again.
To the new one.
Which is the new one?
She's a clever blonde. I know there's not a lot of them, but she's a life proof, and she's in the studio. I want you to say hi to fashionista Cecily Pavangeli.
Yay! Good evening, everyone. Lovely to be back.
All right, so what do we have to... Oh, first of all, where's my background music? Put something fun. Let me put something
left,
fun. Yeah,
left button.
Yeah, this one. Put something fun. So this is nice. So what do we have? Oh, where is she? Not here. All right. Nicole is not here today. What?
You said Peter?
I said Peter, for sure. I even said Peter, yourself, Pavoncelli, everybody's
wake
here.
Wake up, Liel.
Well, he didn't mention himself yet.
Who?
I'm Roy Peretz.
No, I did. Okay. Let me tell you, I want to start something just to put everybody in the right state of mind. I want to say that marriage is a relationship in which one person is always right and the other is usually the husband.
Yeah.
So this is, you like that one, eh? So basically where we are is, so I want to just give some facts about, before we're going to start the whole, and before Senorita Star will start talking her
music.
whatever she says. I don't know, but
showbiz.
Are you going to talk about showbiz tonight?
Of course.
All right.
Nothing
hopefully
exciting,
you're going to talk.
Nothing exciting.
Really?
But I think Brad Pitt is still having with Benoni. Didn't we have a problem that in Benoni with Brad Pitt?
He doesn't care about me. I don't care about him.
Me too.
Please tell me that in the time I was gone, you got over.
No, we established that he was here twice in Benoni, and once he was.
We actually didn't mention it at all. I actually got off it.
It just shows that you didn't listen to the show, huh?
Who?
Oy vey.
You know, where he had his first Campari.
Who?
In Benoni.
Oh, did you?
No. You know, there was a famous ad, I don't think any of you guys know about it, about 35 years ago, that advertising Campari.
Yeah?
Oh, they said, you know, we had her first Campari in Benoni.
All right. So, I just want to give some facts about marriage. So, whoever wants to get married, and I highly recommend it. Let me tell you why I highly recommend it. In the old days, what I used to do is, I used to say, everybody wants to get married. I said, well, you out of your mind, you get married. Today, I want all of you to get married. I just said, I had enough being alone. You know, I want everybody to be like me, suffer a little bit. You know, so basically, we are now, I just want
to
tell you.
Pushing people to do it.
Yeah, you have to get married. So the Academy, the American Academy of Matrimonial says in 2011, 33% of divorce filings in the U.S. mentioned Facebook. So I'll tell you how. Let me explain to you, Peter. You're not much into social media.
Not at all.
So
what is Facebook? Can you explain in three easy words?
It's a book made of faces.
Thank you.
So Facebook. Yeah, it's because of Facebook. So then, a Swedish study found that people with long distance relations commute are more likely to get divorced. I mean, I know if I was living far from my wife, I'd never get divorced. I mean, it was so nice. Researchers in the University of Cincinnati found that married men drink less than unmarried men. The opposite is true for the woman. Maybe the poor guy is working so hard he doesn't have time to go to the pub, and his wife sitting doing nothing, just drinking the whole day. Is that a possibility?
No, I think the...
Is it not a possibility? Yeah.
I think the numbing pills are too much. You don't need to drink.
study founded by National Institute of Aging found that couples over 57 of my age in bad marriage have higher risk of heart disease. Yeah, I think the husband really want to die. It doesn't have heart disease. According to the research from the University of Florence, it's close to you, unfaithful husband may have a greater risk of heart attack than husband which are faithful. Would you believe that? So I believe, if you put it correctly, it's not the heart attack, it's a knife in the heart attack.
It's being scared of getting caught.
Yeah, just scared of getting caught. There you go. According to the according to the understudy in 2010, cheating might be genetic.
if you say it enough times, people will believe you.
I really want to say it. All right, I just copied it. Somebody
it's
says
not my fault. It's
my dad's fault. Every year, Las Vegas issues over 122,000 marriage licenses. I think we must ban the state. I'm telling you, we must ban Las Vegas. Now, let me tell you something. That's a proven fact. Nearly 42,000 United States adults have had more than one marriage. Now, listen, in 1980... So that's actually 20 million more than 1980. What does it say? Our women are getting worse.
Yeah.
Is it correct, Sasha? Our woman is getting worse.
Really?
Are you had enough of me?
I can take a few more minutes.
All right. I'm gonna talk later about it because I wanna put a nice song on and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put Frank Sinatra. I know you like some Frank Sinatra, and especially for you, because you like Frank Sinatra. I'm going to put this one. I don't know if you like it or not, but I like it.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Hello, Peter. How are you? Don't forget us. Our WhatsApp line 0618951019. SMS number 34519. Now listen, Peter's going to give you everything there is to give about movies, and you going to answer, and you're going to get two double tickets. We've got two pairs of tickets.
Two pairs of tickets we're going to give away.
It's a simple,
very easy. I'm talking about two movies opening on Friday. One is called Captain Marvel. It's from the Marvel universe. It's an origin story, so it goes back in time to 1995. And Brie Larson, who was in an amazing movie called Room, and also she's done quite a few other movies. She plays this character who is from the Earth. But certain things happen, and I don't want to give too much away because we were warned yesterday by Disney not to give too many spoilers away. But I found it an entertaining film. She happens to get to another planet, and they change her. She gets powers that she could never imagine. She's electrified. Whatever she touches burns up. She uses this power for good. And while she's on this planet, certain things happen. There are two alien races, and these two alien races are at each other's throat, and she's in the middle. So she's got to try and stop this war, and the war suddenly materializes in California in 1995. She's on this mission. She crash lands in front of a Blockbuster video rental store, and suddenly all the SHIELD guys, if they remember who these people are, materialize and want to know what's going on. And suddenly out of this mob comes a guy we recognize as Samuel L. Jackson. Now, he's been digitalized. In other words, they've de-aged him, so he looks a lot younger, because this is an origin story. So
how do they do that?
They do it on the computer. They can do it. Oh. They make you look younger. It's amazing. And he plays Nick Fury. And this is before he lost his eye and before a lot of other things happened. And he wants to know what's going on. Eventually, he teams up with her. And Jude Law is the villain. He's green. He's got luminous eyes. And he plays a vital role in developing the powers that Captain Marvel has. So I must tell you, I enjoyed it. It's just one of those throwaway movies, Roy. You get involved in it. There's a lot of action, a lot of CGI. There's a lot of humor. And I think they've done a really good job, because how many more stories can they come out of the Marvel Universe? And what I liked about it is they pay a tribute to Stan Lee. Now, Stan Lee is famous. He passed away some months ago. And it starts in the Marvel logo. You see Stan Lee. And you see him in various things he's doing. And I like that very much. It shows you they showed respect in making this movie.
And Marvel, by the way, if you will wait another month, next month coming the new Avengers movie,
that
also have Captain Marvel on it.
And
so
it ends on a very bright note in this movie, because I won't say anything more. Then the other movie, which I also quite like, is called White Boy Rick. This is quite a depressing movie. It stars Matthew McConaughey, Richie Merritt, Belle Powley, Bruce Dern, who's looking very much older. It's a true story, Roy. It's based on
Bruce Dern must be close to 100.
He must be close to 200, but I must say they've done him. He looks very well, and he's always shouting. Every scene he's shouting, he's upset with his son. The story is based on a true story of a 15-year-old Detroit boy who became a major drug dealer and FBI informer. It's set in a decaying Detroit in the 80s with a backdrop of drugs, prostitution, and gangs. And it's directed by Yann Demange. The production is potent because it is very close to the bone. Leading the onslaught is Matthew McConaughey. He is such a great actor. He plays the father. He plays Big Rick. And Little Rick is his son. And Big Rick sells illegal guns from the back of his motor car. And the FBI want to grab him. But in order to grab him, they've got to go through the son. So they get the son to come on board to sell drugs as an, you know, part of the FBI. But he can't tell the guys he's selling the drugs to that he's an informer. And it's what happens. It's very close to the bone. There's a lot of action. And the acting is very good, especially from Matthew McConaughey. I haven't really seen him in a bad role. He's too gorgeous to be in a bad role.
Nah, there's a lot
he's
of
too
bad
what?
Roles.
He's too gorgeous.
Oh, well, that's irrelevant. I mean, you know. Okay, girls find him attractive. Yeah. Okay, and
worth seeing just for Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, especially when he's taking his shirt off. He doesn't take his shirt off in this movie, so it's going to be a bit of a disappointment. Yeah. So the question I want to ask our lovely listeners is, who plays the lead role of Captain Marvel in Captain Marvel? Just tell us, send us a WhatsApp.
061-895-1019. Guys, 061-895-1019. Our SMS number is 34519. Don't forget, it'll cost you $1.50. So, yes.
I must say, there's a lot of T's and C's. I just got to mention this. This is a new Metro movie, so you can go to any of the new Metro outlets. It's for VIP, 2D, and 3D movies, but you cannot see it at Extreme or 4DX. You can't see a film on the week of release. There's no online booking, so you can't book online.
And when you get your tickets, your Mobi codes, which I will send to you, and in fact, I will contact you, and you must tell them that it's a complimentary Mobi code, that you want it on Chai FM, which we have a special arrangement. And you can use it for 3 months. Not every time for 3 months, but it lasts for 3 months. After 3 months, you can't, it's not valid anymore. So those are the new Metro. I'm going to ask you and the question again. Who plays the lead? Yes, Roy?
Who plays the lead in
Captain Marvel?
In Captain Marvel. Guys, and two tickets, two double tickets.
And even if you spell her name wrong, as long as it makes some kind of sense.
There you go.
She's got an unusual spelling for her first name.
All right.
If you spell it incorrectly, we don't mind, as long as you got the name right.
Gracias, guys. All right. And then, now we're going to go, and we're going to listen to...
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
So here you go. That's a Star Report with Sasha Star. And what do we have with us?
Well, I think everyone's a bit sad this week. But certainly if you were a fan of Beverly Hills 90210 back in the 90s, or if you're watching Riverdale at the moment. And that is because one of Hollywood's heartthrobs passed away, Luke Perry. So he suffered a stroke about a week ago. In fact, exactly a week ago. It was last Wednesday morning. He was rushed to hospital from his California home.
Was he one of the guys that cheating on his wife? From the facts I told you before.
No, he was actually single.
He didn't have even a wife to cheat on. He still got a heart attack. You know, you must never trust those.
And Cecily is quite nice looking.
I know. Yeah, he actually.
And
he
was a good, we find out one. He was engaged after he died.
Yeah, so he was engaged. He has two children who are teenagers. He was married a very long time
They're
ago.
Not really teenagers. 21 and 18, Sash.
Well, he's a teenager.
Huh?
He's a...
Luke.
No.
His son.
Yes.
His son is 21. He's a wrestler.
Sorry, I meant the daughter.
The daughter, she's 18. Okay, she's a teenager.
She's a teenager. So, I mean, they're quite adults. And yet, it's still a very hard thing to grapple with. So, Luke Perry, well wishes coming through to him from so many people. Molly Ringwald, who starred with him on Riverdale, said her heart is broken. Ian Ziering, who was a co-star on Beverly Hills 90210, said he will forever bask in the loving memories that they shared. And what's really, really sad about this is that almost, I think it was the day that he suffered the stroke, Fox announced that they would be rebooting Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah. And he was, said before that he's not...
Well, I mean, everyone else is getting back together. I'm sure he would have, like, you know, made a tiny cameo. Sure.
Listen, the crazy girl, what's her name, Brenda?
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty can go wherever. The other one is Tori Spelling. They were horrible guys in this show. horrible. I don't want to see them ever again. I'm really sorry for Luke, but...
Well, we will get to see Luke again, actually, because he has a role in Quentin Tarantino's next film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So that's coming out, I think, this year, starring Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. And also, I'm just going to end off with like a really lovely story about him. Colin Hanks, who's the son of Tom Hanks, told us about the first time he ever met Luke Perry. It was on a plane. They were flying back from Mexico, not together. And there were these screaming children on the flight. They were arguing with each other. And Luke Perry appeared with a balloon. Oh, and he gave it to them, and the children stopped crying. So, Luke Perry, rest in peace. The other news which came out, I think it was yesterday, very, very exciting. The first trailer for the final season of Game of Thrones. Winter's coming in a month.
They're promising us that it's going to be the last one, or must I celebrate and then they're going to have another one?
I think at the end of it, everyone's going to be dead.
Everybody's going to die.
Serious?
Yes.
Vala Morghulis. All men must die.
All men must die. Listen, so a woman is
No, it's part of the show. It's Vala Morghulis is in Dohatic language.
Yeah, Dothraki.
I don't even know what you're talking about. All right, but okay,
so
yeah.
Keep quiet.
Go for it. No, I'm trying, you know.
Let us talk. Next week we're going to make a Dothraki conversation.
I think it's a good idea. I'm down for that. So yes, it's dark. It's full of death. And the final season is coming on the 14th of April.
Can I just ask, Roy, have you not watched Game of Thrones?
Never in my life.
Okay, neither have I.
Oh my goodness. We excommunicate the two of us.
Totally. Yeah, you guys are weird.
Are we?
Yeah. You guys are weird.
Okay, well, this will have
you
more.
Should try it at least one episode and let's see.
Let them stay weird.
You know what?
I'm happy to stay weird.
Well, both of you have children, so perhaps you'll relate to the story a little bit more. Something else coming next month is baby Sussex, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's first child.
Yes.
And now the bookies are getting involved.
Is what it
the
boy or girl?
The baby is going to be called.
Oh.
So apparently, according to some, because Meghan Markle had a baby shower in New York, she was talking with her friends and saying, oh yes, a little boy. So she's apparently told those close to her, but the rest of us are still not in the know. That said, the bookies have gotten involved and they are putting odds on the baby being named Diana. Which I think makes sense if it's a girl.
Yeah.
Odds of 10 to 1. At 12 to 1, we have Alice. And 16 to 1 is Alexandra.
Who the hell is Alice?
Yeah. Harry's daughter.
And if it's a boy, it might be Arthur or Edward.
Oh my God, their names. I'm betting it's going to be a ginger. What is the odds for that?
It's possible.
I don't know, eh? Yeah. I actually don't know. You know, let me tell you, because apparently.
But you also have preckles, this one,
Meghan Markle.
She's colored, no? You can call it colored.
Yeah, she's biracial, yes.
Okay, biracial, sorry. But you have preckles.
Bisexual, is it? What is it?
No, biracial.
It's like,
here's what
it's like the
hear,
coins
hey?
By color. You know the coins that you like, they are bio colors. The five red Mandela.
Bio colors.
I'm moving on from this.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who is the youngest ever
billionaire.
Self-made billionaire?
Kylie Jenner.
She's a Kardashian.
Kylie
her
Jenner.
Father is her mother.
Listen, I also just want to say, I know she's the
her
youngest self-made billionaire, but would she have made it without the famous family?
Well, this is what people are saying.
Right, okay.
No,
so
but to get to a billion, it's not easy, even if you have a good surname.
Even if you start counting now, one, two, three, to get to a billion, you're going to get quite old getting there. I mean,
the reason she's made this billion dollars is basically through her makeup line.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I think her lipstick sold out in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, but it's also being 150 million people on Instagram that watching her. It's helped your business to be a billionaire.
Well, if you follow it because you're famous and you're beautiful, you can sell anything.
You know how to put on eyeliner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And people are like herd. Buying everything and eating everything, that's okay.
You know what's amazing is that dictionary.com.
Who she beat to be the youngest billionaire?
Yeah, it was Mark Zuckerberg.
And he's old.
But
now.
He made it at 23.
And
so
she
has 2 years on it. She's 21.
Yes.
But what's really funny is dictionary.com retweeted the story. And it says, because it's by Forbes, it says, at 21, Kylie Jenner becomes the youngest self-made billionaire ever. And dictionary.com says, haven't we got over this? Self-made. Having succeeded in life unaided.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Listen, it's not, you know, Trump. He said he's a,
oh, I love
he's a big,
Trump.
I know, but he said he's a big self-made millionaire. His father left him
only $3 million.
No, $200 million.
No,
and he worked
no.
out. Listen, I mean, it's a joke. It's
all right, yeah.
But he worked all his hard, and now he have $202 million. So it's nice to have something to start with.
Yeah.
Okay. Final story,
starting
guys.
Point.
Final story. I'm a little bit perplexed about this. Trevor Noah, big trouble this week.
Ooh.
Because on the Daily Show, he reported on the conflict between India and Pakistan. You know, there was a little slight altercation this week.
Yeah.
And he said that if they did go to war, the two countries, it would probably be the most entertaining war ever.
He's quite
because
right.
it would be the longest. They would have another dance number. and people loved it. And you know, Trevor is a satirical individual. He's a comedian. He gets paid.
And he's a liberal.
To do this.
Yeah.
And he's not the one that's writing all the jokes on his show.
That's also true. But now people have gone absolutely up in arms about this, saying, firstly, war isn't funny or entertaining. Hindi is not gibberish. Your stereotype of Indo-Pakistan relations is ignorant and racist. Other people saying, it's sad when someone who's had a violent past mocks war through a Bollywood stereotype. Trevor's mother was shot in the head by her husband. Imagine someone made fun of it with a Xhosa stereotype.
He made fun of it.
Yes, exactly. He responded to this individual and he said, actually, if you watch my stand-up, you'll see that I did make jokes after my mother was shot in the head. As a comedian, I use comedy to process pain and discomfort in my world, but I'm sorry that this hurt you and others. That is not what I was trying to do. And he follows up by saying, it's amazing to me that my joke about the conflict in India and Pakistan trended more than the story of the actual conflict itself. Sometimes it seems like people are more offended by the jokes comedians make than about the issue itself.
Mm-hmm. And
that's it.
Thank you so much.
I've got something. All right. Entertainment.
Oh my God, yes.
Competition.
Wait, Brad Pitt. No, it's not about Brad Pitt this all time.
Right. Oh, Brad, he went with to Benoni.
Yes, but we're not talking about Brad Pitt this week. Yeah. We're talking about Hello Kitty.
They're making a movie.
They're making a movie.
I don't think that was really,
Tonight I'm going to sleep with socks. I mean, Hello Kitty is making.
So me and Roy going to send each other WhatsApp the whole night. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
And Hello Kitty stickers, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And let's go to something more serious. So what are we going to go more serious? I want to introduce you to one of my childhood songs. I hope you're going to like it. It's something to say, and it's a very romantic song. So, guys, I want you to just listen carefully to this song. And if you ask me, what is the song?
Listen carefully.
Believe it or not, this is Carmela with Paco Ibanez. I mean, this is one of the most exciting songs and one of the most covered songs. I think the most covered Spanish song ever been introduced. We're just going to...
No, the English, the British Post Office, just recall his new patch of stamps that he made.
Who?
The British Post Office, they recalled the batch of the made new stamps. Right, yeah. Now, the problem is that the stamps have the picture of the Manchester United players on it, and the customers complain they don't know which side to spit on, so they had to recall the
it doesn't stick to the envelope.
I understand. So let me tell you something, guys. Let's get to a serious note. You know that the show's getting seriouser and seriouser, and after we talk to, and Cecily is here, so we don't want to like disappoint the first time she's on my show. So I just want to say, I spoke to this comedian about very serious stuff. So I was talking to him about divorce and stuff. So he says, I'm divorced for 5 years now. And it's the best 5 years of my life. So that's what he says. He says, the best 5 years of my life. He says, it's getting actually, every year it's getting better and better. And he says, I'm not telling anybody not to get married. What I'm saying is get married. And then get divorced. It will be the best time of your life.
You have to live before you die.
Yes.
To know how
to die
live.
Before you live. So then you understand how good it is to live. So basically what you do is you must get divorced. It is going to be the best time of your life because divorce is the best part of getting married. He says, if you take his comment, marriage is just a warm up for a good time of divorce. So basically, if I'm reading his message correctly, marriage is a warm up for true happiness.
Yeah. You need to go through hell to know what heaven is.
Yeah. So basically it's like you've been just released from jail and everything is fine now. You know, divorce is not like marriage. Divorce is forever. It's really forever. And it's actually, marriage is, if you look at it from my side, is for how long you can hack, for how long you can take it. That's how long is marriage. But divorce just grows better and stronger every year like a piece of oak. Did you ever see somebody saying, oh my God, my divorce is falling apart? You never seen somebody like this. And again, if you're in a good marriage, stay in it. I'm just saying, if you get out of it, it'll be much better. That's all. And I'm sorry, again to say that, but it is the truth.
Yeah, I went through the internet and I was very surprised. This actually what kids 10 years old have to say about our subject.
What subjects are you talking about?
In general, marriage, relationship.
You know why I'm talking about marriage? Because at home I can't talk.
Oh yeah.
Proper, like
you can, but you're not allowed.
Yeah. That black eye is not. It didn't happen because I knocked the door.
No, we're not allowed to disturb her talking.
In the old days, I used to bob and weave, but now you know I'm getting old. I can't bob and weave anymore. Yeah.
So you know Nathan, he's 10 years old, and he said as like that. And this is good advice to all of us. How would you make marriage work? Tell your wife that she looks pretty, even if she looks like a truck. He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
The other one was much smarter, and I think it's closer to our heart. And he said, you got to find somebody who likes the same stuff like you. If you like sport, she should like that you like sport and make sure to keep all the time cold beer and chips.
And watching.
Talking about sport. Yeah. What do you call a Manchester United fan with half a brain? Fan with half a brain. How many? Listen, Manchester United. Manchester United are playing tonight the last game for this year, and maybe even for next year in the Champions League. So it's a tribute to them. How many Manchester United fans it take to pave up a driveway? It really depends how thin you cut
the slices. Yeah.
Let me tell you, we're not doing that well.
My wife came and told me, listen, we need to cut down, you know, expenses, whatever. Yeah. So we can't buy any more beer. So you need to get used to the idea. And then the next day I found out she went and she spent 600 rand to buy makeup. I said, you came, you took away my beer. And you go and you buy makeup for 600 rand. What is it? She said, no, you know, I'm buying the makeup so I can look nice to you. So I told her, what do you think the beer for?
What do you call 5 Man United fans standing ear to ear? A wind tunnel.
I've got for you a question. Okay. Let's see if we know the answer. You know what I did before I got married?
Had fun.
Anything I wanted.
So Peter comes down with the flu and...
Peter?
No, not our Peter.
Oh.
Our Peter has a wimp and he washes dishes at home.
Yeah, so what's got to do with flu?
No, I just want to... He's not here, so I can say. And if he's listening to us, he's going to say, why are you talking about it? But he does wash dishes at home. So,
yeah, so...
Anyway. Does Lorenzo wash dishes?
Explain the...
She's not answering. She's taking the fifth. She's taking the fifth.
No. I'm washing dishes and I want you to explain to everybody what's wrong in washing dishes. Is it for your highness? Is it too much?
You need to keep the...
I don't know. Johannes didn't wash dishes by me, yeah?
Your highness, you.
Me, highness, don't wash dishes.
Okay.
No. So Peter came down with a flu and he had to stay at home. So he was so excited that his wife loves him so much. Everyone that came home, like the mailman came home, she said, Peter is my in at home, and she was shouting. She proved her love to him so much.
You know, my wife dresses to kill, so you're cooking.
You know why did Mexicans create a tequila?
Oh,
you
we started understand? With the Mexicans.
What's wrong with Mexicans?
Oh, no, last week we got some nice Mexican words.
So oh man. So de qué? Why did Mexicans create a tequila? So ugly people like us could have a chance of having sex.
You know, I was married by a judge.
Yeah.
I should ask for jury.
So?
So I bought my wife a new car.
Okay.
And she was happy. And then she called me and she said, listen, my dear, there is water in the carburetor.
What do you think?
So
you're
I said,
be
okay,
coke?
So where is the car now? She said, no, it's in the lake.
So, when life hands you lemons, find someone with tequila and salt.
You know, Roberts, demand your money or your life. You know, like in My Baker?
Yes, yes.
Well, the wife recovered both of them.
You know, let me tell you something about alcohol. It's not in my vocabulary, but I looked up to Wikipedia. Wikipedia?
Wiki. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And learned, if you drink too much, it's likely to kill you. Tequila.
What's the difference between a baby and a Manchester United fan?
What?
Babies, after a couple of years, they stop whining.
You know, how do most men define marriage? It's a very expensive way
of getting divorced.
To get your laundry done for free.
Oy, oy, oy. Don't say it to my wife.
Right.
But that's if you think one. About this, it's quite true.
It What's is, the difference yeah? between a Manchester United fan and a bucket full of poop? The bucket.
Do you think marriage is a lottery?
Marriage is a lottery?
Yeah, do you think so?
No, I think
definitely not. You know why?
Why?
Because with lottery, you have a slimmer chance.
Yeah, you got a slimmer chance of winning.
Slimmer
chance
to get out.
So, in marriage?
So, you know, this guy walks into a bar and he's ordered a shot of tequila and looks into his pocket. He gets another shot of tequila and looks into his pocket. Another shot, looks into his pocket. So the barman looks in, why are you looking into your pocket? He says, no, I've got a picture of my wife there. As soon as she looks better, I'm going home.
So, you know, 80% of married men are cheating in America. Yeah. The rest of them in Europe.
Nice.
So, it doesn't matter how often a married man changes his job.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. He will always have the same boss.
You know, there was an angry wife and she was complaining about the husband spending all this free time in the bar. So basically he took her to the bar and says, you know what, let's order. So he orders two Jack Daniels, like straight Jack Daniels. And before she knows it, she just downed the Jack Daniels. And she tastes it and says, ugh, this is disgusting. He looks at her and says, so what do you think? I'm having fun here the whole every day.
So the wife is asking the husband, so what do you like most about me? The pretty face or my sexy body? So the husband, Christopher, giving her a look, you know, up and down and up and down. I said, I like your sense of humor.
Yeah, so. Huh? What happened to me? Yeah, all right. You know, time is now, the time is running away.
6:55. We've got five.
We've got two heads.
Hold on. No. Let me put the heads before they're going to say cool, to us, we're not quick, good. Quick. Hold on a second. So we're going to put a couple of heads and we'll come back to you just now. All right.
Doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else does. To find out how Chai FM can work for your business, call us. 010-140-4090. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know about this group of Israelis that go to Italy. They go to Italy for vacation and they go to the Vatican to see what's going on. And next to the gate of the Vatican, they see this guy. He's dressed very, very nicely, like a priest. Very clean clothes with a suit and everything, and he's holding a box, and everybody come and give him money, and next to him they see there's a Jewish guy sitting there, is dirty and everything, sitting with the cup, and
they give him small change.
They give him small change. Yeah. So they come to him and said, "Listen, let us look at this guy. This is how you make money. You need to just okay." That's, he said, they go. As they go, the Jewish guy is going to the Christian guy and said, you see, Shlomo, they want to teach us how to make money.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know about this group of Israelis that go to Italy. They go to Italy for vacation and they go to the Vatican to see what's going on. And next to the gate of the Vatican, they see this guy. He's dressed very, very nicely, like a priest, very clean clothes with a suit.
Sorry about that. We've got about 3 minutes to go, and those 3 minutes,
tomorrow you're going
Tomorrow we're going to be here, and we're going to be here with, Lorenzo Pavoncelli, which will talk about, what is he going to talk about?
Prescription. The legal term prescription.
Alright, not prescription to getting drugs, okay. Basically.
I'm very interested of
in drugs or prescription. Alright, no, he's going to talk about, prescribed debt. Yeah, so basically, please listen to us, tune up to 9 o'clock. And, Shalom Roy, love your show. My daughter in Cape Town. And before, knows your special son, Eric. Goodstock, Harlan. All right, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
How she know Eric?
A daughter knows Eric. Oh, don't say. Yeah. Eric is not naughty. Don't worry about your daughter.
Nah.
Eric is not naughty. Nah. Harlan. He's my son, so he can't be naughty.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't learn in the same
young
school.
Young handsome guy, I think.
Just stop
Keep
it.
Your daughter close to you.
No, he's
don't
a very
give
good
the woman a heart attack. It's a nice evening.
No, he's a good guy. Just stop it. My son is a very good boy.
He's the best. What do you mean?
I am a witness.
And he's a doctor.
Yes.
He's a good boy. The dream of every mother-in-law.
He's got a very good, opening lines.
Yeah. I want to say goodbye. So I'm saying goodbye. And first of all, the name of Cecily Pavoncelli, our special guest, woo! Sasha. How are you, Sashi?
Well,
how are we going to have, hopefully you're going to be here next week.
For me, good Shabbos until next week.
Yeah, until next week, good Shabbos for me. From you, you're going to be here tomorrow. At Tabo Scotch, our technician, yeah?
Another joke. What do you call an elephant in the North Pole?
Manchester United
extremely
fan.
Lost.
I thought it was going to be something to do with Manchester United.
No.
Yeah.
That's it. Manchester United, the last joke going to be tonight. So watch at 10 o'clock.
What's tonight? 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock.
And you guys can have fun on it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully.
What thank yourself. They're going to drill them, man. Of fun before the
that's what. That's what. But by the way, that's what Real Madrid thought last night. They're going to drill the. They're going to.
No.
Sorry. By the way, Real Madrid. I told you today. Today, 1902, yeah. Real Madrid been established as a fan club, and it's called the Fan Club of Madrid. Real. Madrid. Sorry.
Madrid. Yeah.
Yeah. And later on, they become professional team. Real Madrid.
Guys, enjoy the Black Keys. So this is going to be our goodbye.